This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Cheers and applause going to the bench.
Nice feed. Jericho Sims and a foul. Sims with the athleticism and a chance for a three-point play.
Highlight courtesy of MSG Sports Nets. The Sparky Fiver with you. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's. Live from the 1250 AM 105.7 FM The Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sports Book. Charlie Usen producing today's show. And one of my favorites to bring on the show, Scoop B. Andy Insider that players trust. Follow him on Twitter at Scoop B. Scoop, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Brother, thank you for having me. Happy time after the trade deadline period. It's been a big deadline, but nonetheless, man, glad to end it chatting with you.
Before we get to the Bucks, obviously Luka was the one that obviously stands out the most, but after that one, which one was the next one that most impressed you?
Jimmy Butler, for sure, because there were a lot of teams calling about him over the last month. I actually reported that there were other teams besides just the Warriors, as well as the usual suspects of the Phoenix Suns. I knew back in January that Bradley Beal essentially was not going to waive his no-trade clause, and there's a lot of red tape there for a lot of reasons. The only other thing that really was shocking was, some of my other colleagues were discussing in theory and also in truth, Kevin Durant. There were a lot of teams that were reaching out to the Suns about him, including the Washington Wizards, as well as the Dallas Mavericks. But, right before Kyle Kuzma was ultimately shipped to the Milwaukee Bucks, the Washington Wizards, I'm told, did actually reach out to the Phoenix Suns concerning a swap that included Kyle Kuzma picks. And a little bit more to bring Kevin Durant back home to the Washington, D.C. area. But ultimately, Kyle Kuzma goes to the Milwaukee Bucks, and here we are now.
I'd rather would have had a Kevin Durant than Kyle Kuzma. But either way, we end up with Kyle Kuzma at the end of the day. Before we get to the Bucks stuff, I broached this earlier. Luka gets dealt prior to getting to sign that Supermax at like $70 million a year. And I brought it up to my producer earlier. Do you think this is going to become a thing around the league where these GMs and owners are going to be like, I don't know if I can win with a $70 million a year player when we take into consideration payroll and everything that goes along with it? Like, is it going to become too rich for a lot of owners' blood where they're going to trade that player prior to them getting to that point and then essentially screwing the player and helping another owner so they don't have to play the player $70 million?
Well, I want to scale that down a little bit, if I may.
Sure.
So in the case of the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Lakers, this situation was more nuanced for this reason. Nico Harrison and Rob Pelinka go way back. I don't know if you know that, but for those who are listening to your program, I will tell you that Nico Harrison goes all the way back to being an executive at Nike, where he was actually Kobe Bryant's rep, and he was also Anthony Davis's rep at Nike. And Rob Pelinka was actually Kobe Bryant's agent.
Right.
And I'm told this from someone in the know that basically when Nike hired Nico Harrison, he worked his way up, and he actually was sent to Los Angeles. He's a guy from Portland, and they told him, do not fly back to Portland until you have Kobe Bryant as our client. And so that relationship, as far as the coffee shop and all that other stuff going on, them meeting, I buy it only because their relationship is so nuanced. And both Nico and Pelinka, their role as GMs and or presidents in their respective markets is so different than the usual run-of-the-mill of guys who just work their way up within organizations. So I take that and I raise you this to your question. To me, everybody thought that Luka Doncic was just going to end his career in Dallas similarly to the way Dirk did. And I don't think that you can compare Dirk to Luka respectfully just because they're tall European guys that you think are just going to stay around forever. Tim Duncan did it in San Antonio respectively as well. When I look at this situation with Luka Doncic, it reminds me so much of Shaq when he left Orlando via free agency and signed with the Los Angeles Lakers. There was always rumblings about Luka and the Los Angeles Lakers. And if you go back to my reporting back in August 24th or August 25th of last year specifically, there were rumblings back then in the summertime of Luka ultimately joining the Los Angeles Lakers. But it needed to be some chaos and some things to happen in order to make that happen. I will say to you today that that situation is also a little bit more nuanced because Kyrie Irving was signed to the Mavericks to recruit. Because of his sneaker contract with Anta, that's ultimately why Klay Thompson, partially why I'll say, he signed with the Mavericks. It connected. Nico Harrison and Kyrie go back to the Nike days. Anthony Davis and Nico Harrison go back to the Nike days. Jason Kidd and Nico go back to when Jason Kidd was a player and Nico was at Nike. So I think this situation is a little bit more nuanced. I also know that the Dallas Mavericks have a new ownership group. Mark Cuban is no longer part of that, even the basketball operation side. But I also think that when you look at today's climate in sports, things are changing, whether the positions that these front office people are in, the money that players want. I do think that when you look at guys like, say, Victor Wembanyama, I think you will see a changing of the guard similarly in baseball and the type of money that players command. And ultimately, it will be up to smaller markets versus bigger markets how they want to divvy up those funds.
Brandon Scooby Robinson, insider of the Players Trust. Follow him on Twitter at Scoop B. Let's talk now a little bit about the Milwaukee Bucks. You brought up Kuzma coming to the Milwaukee Bucks. They lose Middleton. I think that obviously some Bucks fans are mad because Middleton left because he was here when they won a championship. Him and Giannis have been here together the entire time, like godparents, each other's kids or whatever. So super tight. And they don't want this to negatively affect Giannis's decision down the line to possibly stay or go. I was more mad that A.J. Johnson got put in that deal, their first-round pick from last year, the point guard who I really like. He's long. He's super fast and quick. Obviously, the Wizards wanted him as well, and that's how he ends up in the deal. How did you analyze that deal from your perspective? Because, I mean, it appears to be a financial deal just to get the Bucks under that second apron.
Well, yeah, definitely to get them under the second apron, excuse me. But what I'll add to you is this for perspective. The Bucks were scouring.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Really, since the beginning of January, about a complimentary piece that they could put alongside both Giannis and Damian Lillard. But I'll add this. There were conversations internally, I'm told, about the notion of Jimmy Butler coming to Milwaukee. How that mathematically that was going to happen, I think they were in a very similar situation that the Phoenix Suns were in, logically and cognitively, about how they would be able to do that. And, you know, especially Jimmy being an alum of Marquette and all that comes with that, if you will. But ultimately, logically, they had to find a way to make that happen. And Kyle Kuzma made a lot of sense, of course, being part of that Russell Westbrook trade with the Wizards and the Lakers some years ago. There were a lot of teams that were looking to get Kuzma as far back as the trading deadline last year. I can tell you that the Dallas Mavericks were players in that. They ultimately went to the finals. There was also the Sacramento Kings, who, to me, did very well. As much as we talk about Jimmy Butler, the Kings did very well in the trade deadline. But for the Bucks specifically, to your question, this situation kind of reminds me of the Dallas Mavericks ultimately trading to get Kyrie Irving to appease Luka, and Luka left. The jury is still out on whether or not Giannis will stay or leave, but I know that this has been something that was discussed back in 2020. There was a list of players that Giannis gave to the Bucks ownership, I'm told, back in 2020, and that list included James Harden, that list included Chris Paul, and a couple of other people that he basically wanted on that team if they were going to continue to keep him on their team. And I think that this is a similar version of the wait-and-see approach with Giannis, and the jury is still out. You ultimately still have to compete with the Boston Celtics in the NBA's East. You still have to compete with the New York Knicks. You still have to compete with the Cleveland Cavaliers, who I think did well at the deadline as well. But I do think that the Bucks getting a Kyle Kuzma, a guy who has championship experience, is a step in the right direction. I live in the Washington, D.C. area, and it was abysmal to watch the Wizards compete with Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma. And Kuzma played it the right way. He does a lot of charity work in Washington, just like he did in his hometown of Flint, Michigan, just like he did in Los Angeles. Milwaukee is getting a player who, once he ingratiates himself in the city, becomes one of them. He brings his chef with him. I've sat down with him many a times. He can cook, man. But he's going to be ready to play, motivated to play, and he's very low maintenance. I know everybody uses his dressing as him being high maintenance. Kyle Kuzma is a low-maintenance player.
All right, now talk about a couple of these other guys. I'll be honest with you, Jericho Sims coming from the Knicks. Can't say I know a ton about Jericho Sims, so I went looking last night. What I found out is he likes to dunk the basketball, and defensively it looks like he's been improving.
New York is home for me, and I've spent time with Jericho Sims over the years. He is definitely an old school feel type of guard, type of center. If I can compare him, and maybe this is not the right comparison, I feel like you being in Milwaukee, he's steady like an Urban Johnson, former Buck.
Yeah.
But he's faster, and he can dunk the ball. So maybe that's not the right comparison, but when I say steady, I think you know what I mean by that. He clogs the middle, and I think that for the Bucks, you had to kind of cement the middle. The man in the middle is still an important piece in any NBA franchise, and he doesn't hurt you. So you got size with Giannis at the four position. You got a guard and Damian Lillard. You know what he can do. But ultimately, I think adding Kuzma and Jericho Sims is definitely going to improve the cohesiveness of that roster.
They definitely needed a backup center behind Brook Lopez. Talking with Scoop B, NBA insider. Follow him on Twitter at Scoop B. All right, now latest one that happened after the trade deadline pass that came through from Shams Charania was Kevin Porter Jr. on his way to the Bucks now in exchange for Marjon Beauchamp. Now, again, Beauchamp wasn't playing anyhow. Porter Jr., I think, becomes an immediate rotation piece. Tell us about him as he continues to be under investigation.
Yeah, I think you continue to fill up a roster that is intentional in competing for a championship. The only other name that I heard about the Bucks, and I know that there was a pivot, I tweeted it about a week ago, was they were looking to bring in Jose Alvarado, and that ultimately from the New Orleans Pelicans, that didn't happen, but Porter definitely fortifies their roster, and I like what Milwaukee's doing. I just have to see it play out in real time.
How much do you buy into Doc Rivers as being a good head coach?
Depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you.
Anytime you win, well, I'm going to answer that. I was stalling a little bit, so I'm getting my thoughts together. let me cook, man. Let me cook. So in answer to your question, this is what I'll say. Anytime you win a championship, you are already cemented amongst the greats. When I look at Doc Rivers, the criticism is also often that he built that championship with the Boston Celtics. And I've heard that from players who have been on his roster. I've heard that from Boston all the way to the Clippers, all the way to the 76ers. I think he's a player's coach. And I think that that is what becomes so endearing to anybody that he coaches. I sat down with J.J. Redick last week, and he talked about Doc being one of his influences, as well as Coach K and some of those other guys. You don't become a top coach in the NBA by just sitting on your laurels and be mentioned amongst the greats like, you know, Spoelstra and Phil Jackson. But I'll say this: I think anybody who asks about his resume feels as though he knows that championship, and I feel like this is the year, if he gets another one, to shut a lot of people up.
I agree.
And if he does that, nobody will ask that question anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is as much about Doc kind of reproving himself than anything else. And then to the same degree, you know, one championship is nice, Scoop, but at the end of the day, that second championship is kind of what starts separating guys. We start talking about all-time greats.
Listen, it's about being greedy at this point. And DMX is one of my favorite rappers, and there's a song where it's called Stop Being Greedy. He's been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Keep it real, partner. Get to meet him. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. I'm going to snatch the plate.
Yep.
At the end of the day, Doc Rivers has to snatch the plate. The Bucks have to snatch the plate. They got to get it done in a very, very hectic Eastern Conference.
No doubt about that. Scoop, hey, man, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you for the opportunity to be myself, brother. Talk to you soon.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.